Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Mr. West. What the hell is wrong with Kanye? Then this beef with Pusha T and Drake. Yo, hip-hop ain't supposed to have beef. It's like an R&B. Well, is hip-hop supposed to have beef? Hip-hop is supposed to have beef on records. Let's be clear about that. Yeah, okay. So, you know, we take it back old school, LL and Kumo D, or basically LL and everybody. LL had a beef with almost every damn body of substance back in his day. Then, you know, there's the Cube and NWA thing and the BDP and Juice Crew thing and Cube and Common Sense. I didn't even know they had a. Then Cube and Max. First off, shout out to LL because he has done a tremendous job with Rock the Bells Radio. So I'm listening to the West Side Connection the other day, and I was like, damn, you know, that's a group that I would like to see get back together. They make some good music. So I'm Googling them and, you know, just following their timeline and shit. Come to find out, Mac 10 and Cube were beefing. That's why they broke up. Like, so is Cube the issue or what? You know, because that's my dude. Let's make no argument about that. Let's pick no bones, leave no stone unturned. I will be clear. That is, Cube is my dude. I am definitely still on the hunt, and I know I've said this a million more times, but I'm still on the hunt for the Cube interview that I missed by 3 minutes. I missed this dude by 3 minutes. And I am definitely still in the hunt for that interview. And I love him because of his writing ability. As a writer, as I am, paying attention to his word usage, his word play, his just general creativity. I mean, the dude wrote Friday by himself, just out the blue. He wrote a damn movie, cult classic, hit. People quote it to this day. It's the bomb. I mean, it was good enough to have a 2 and a 3, and everybody's waiting for 4 when Chris Tucker is slated, hopefully, God willing, the creek don't rise, return to reprise his role, and just make it happen. You know, look, Day-Day was cool. That really put what's the boy name? I can't even think of his name right now. It'll come to me. That's so disrespectful too, isn't it? Yeah, but it'll come to me. Look, it's early in the morning still. Y'all know my ass don't sleep well. Yeah, it is what it is. But Mike Epps, thank you. Mike Epps. It put Mike Epps on the map, really established his career. That movie propelled Cat Williams into his career. It solidified John Witherspoon's position for real. Now, let's not get it twisted. John Witherspoon had a great career before it came along, but it really solidified his career in the mind of young folks because he will always be pops, bang, 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 and all that type of stuff. Now, you know, that comes from Boomerang with Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, David Alan Greer, Martin Lawrence. Who was another cat in that movie? That's all I remember off the top of my head right now. When he, don't be pussy whip, whip that pussy. You know but I'm sorry, y'all. That movie is still funny as hell. Eddie does not get enough credit for what he has done in his career, to be honest with you. He made some duds, but even his duds, if you look at the material, most of them were good. You know, they consider Harlem Nights to be a dud. I don't see that. Distinguished Gentleman is considered to be a dud. But if you look at that movie, that was a good movie. It probably was before its time, but it was a very good movie. You know, and in all honesty, if that movie got released right now, you could see that because it's playing out in DC every day. You have a president that's just dishing out pardons like they're candy. You have Congress that's so corrupt, it's ridiculous. It's sad to live in these moments that we're in right now. It's just sad. It really is. We were on such a great trajectory. Before Obama, let's be real. George W. screwed us his first term. Absolutely screwed us. His second term, toward the end, I think he started seeing the light. He started doing really good shit, which helped Obama. He carried the torch further. He passed it, and the damn baton, to me, it's like running a relay race. The damn baton got dropped by this joker. Okay, so the unemployment numbers come out today. The economy added 223,000 jobs in May. Look, okay, we added some jobs. How many full-time jobs were there? How many full-time jobs with a livable wage were there? The unemployment rate has dropped to 3.8%, 18-year low. But again, of those employed, how many aren't still struggling? How many are hustling two, three jobs, stringing them together, you know, making it happen? People in my ear like, yo, I'm shocked and surprised that you are only working one job. And I'm like, dog, me only working one job has done two things. First off, it has allowed me to do more for the show. And I wanted to get back to that. I wanted to give more to this because I hadn't had the real time to do so. I've been running like crazy, doing all kinds of crazy stuff to make, not just to make ends meet, let's be real, the ends were meeting, but I wanted to make them click like a motherfucker, and they were clicking like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, let me just grind it out for a couple more years. Now I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to do that no more. If I have to, I will. But I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to do that no more. Like, I got to be comfortable within my skin. I have to be comfortable with that single source of W-2 income, plus the hustle that I do when I choose the hustle. And I'm cool with that. But going out here and getting two, three W-2s, yeah, those days, I again, unless I absolutely have to, you know. So recently, I started at looking at purchasing a home, and I've been steadfast in my objections to purchasing another home. And I'm like, yo, at this age, I'm not worried about purchasing another home. I want to purchase my retirement home. See, that's my hook and that's my focus. So now the thing is, okay, well, where the hell do you want to retire to? Now, see that right there? That right there is the bait and switch, because you know I've been clean and clear that my focus is on retiring to Panama. However, I have yet to get my butt down there, do some looking around, and I've changed my mind about how I want to do that. I don't want to do the home anymore. I really thought I was going to do that. I was like, yeah, let's do the home. But now I'm like, I want to do more of a condo, so that once I do get up there in age, I don't have to worry about maintaining it like that. You know, I don't cutting the grass and raking leaves and all this other type of stuff. Yeah, How you feeling that? I really, when I sit down, y'all, I really want to sit. I want to be comfortable. I want to, you know, do what I want to do when I want to do it as I see fit. I don't want to have to do anything. I don't want to feel that have to wait on me about nothing. I want to be able to travel as much as I want, which probably won't be a lot. You know, I was talking to some folk, and two things came up. First off, clarification about last week. They were in me about that. They were like, yo, I think you lost topic last week. And I smiled. I was like, no, we didn't lose time. Remember, the show goes in the direction that it's intended to go, not always what we lay out. And there's a huge difference in that. You know, we framework this thing. We framework this thing because at any moment some shit can happen. And we want to have the flexibility to be able to jump there to cover that, to bring that to you fresh and new. In addition to that, we want to be able to have your input, be it from Twitter, from Instagram, from Facebook, from text message, from phone call, from Rashi looking at me like, yo, what the hell did you just say? Or, you know, she looking at me like, yeah, I'm digging that. To the ticker going, because you know we always have the ticker going on in studio. We're always watching the news, keeping up with the ticker, letting you know what's going on, right? So yeah, that's why everything is framed. It's not so constricted to where we have to stay in this lane and we can't veer off at any spot. You know, no, we don't do that. That's not us. That's not how. That's no. And that's not a bad thing, right? But if we want to live up to our mantra in which we're talking about current events, then we have to be current. So I don't mind the conversation going in a direction that when we framed it, it wasn't going. I don't mind, you know, me getting stuff out of my head that doesn't come out clear, or as clear as I had it in my head, because it could have been wrong in my head. You know, I didn't think it all the way through in my head. Yeah, I know, rare, but it happens. Or I just, it was just some bullshit. It could have just been some purity bullshit, and I needed somebody else to check me on that when we went live. And that's cool. Any of those things work, and I'm fine with any of them. So that was one of the things I heard from him. And then the second thing was, yo, you are on the move a lot. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Are you okay? You taking care of yourself? Blah, blah, blah. So yes, I'm okay. Yes, I'm taking care of myself. Yes, everything is good. As you all know, and we're headed to Seattle today to do the change of command ceremony with Bird, coming right back to the Capitol Jazz Fest on Sunday. So I'm doing the Capitol Jazz Fest Friday, Sunday, Seattle Saturday, back from Seattle Saturday slash early as hell Sunday morning. Get in line, go to the Capitol Jazz Fest, and there it is. Literally sleeping on the plane. Literally sleeping on the plane in order to make all this happen. Because if I don't, then it ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work at all. So that is the score for all that's going on. But saying all that to say, life is moving along very well at this point. It is, man, and it's like scary good. It's scary good. You've ever been in a situation where you knew that you were in the Matrix, and you're like, yo, this is hot. This is hot. I'm in a really good space right now. Really good space. Like, this is cool. And you can see it, and you can feel it, and you can really ride it and enjoy it. That's where it is right now. I'm seeing it, I'm feeling it, I'm really riding and enjoying it. And it was really capped off. Well, I shouldn't say capped off because it's not over. It was really thrown into another gear at my nephew's graduation. You know, watching my sister-in-law work, just like, yo, this is what it's about that flexibility that you can just come in, be a part of that special moment, go back to life, go back to your life, and not miss a beat. Not miss a beat. And that's really is and where it was, you know. And I'm so happy about that, to be honest with you. I'm so pumped up about that, and I know some rain is going to come, literally and figuratively. Some rain is going to come, and that's okay. That's okay because, you know, you can only ride the wave, but so long, every wave comes crashing down. Eventually, you know, you get a nice surf going, boom, 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 boom. But eventually it hits a reef and it breaks up and it starts coming down. And that's okay. Why? Because you pedal back out and you catch another one. That's life, man. Life has its ups and downs. You take the good with the bad. You take the good with the bad. It's not all bad. It's not all good. We do the best we can with what we got in that moment. We do the best we can with what we have as far as understanding and wisdom are concerned, and we just press on. You know, God willing, the creek don't rise. We grow. We learn something. If it was a mistake, if it was a misstep, because every misstep isn't a mistake. Some things are just momentary pauses. Like, okay, gotcha. I should have gone left instead of going right. Understood. I'll go right. No more. I'll go left next time this situation pops up. And you move on. It's okay. You know, the right side could have been a little rougher ride than the left side. That's okay. We are chatting about, I'm sorry, if I peel off and laugh every now and again or chuckle every now and again, we're chatting about the whole for the Capitol Jazz Fest, and I've talked about this a couple times. So the Capitol Jazz Fest is a outdoor concert series. That's the first full weekend in June, held here in Maryland. And there are jazz acts and R&B soul acts, if you will. And this is a huge event for my friends and myself. It's something we all look forward to. It's something that we have taken part in with one another for a good number of years. I mean, hell, the majority of us have done it for at least 10 years together. So it's turned into a family affair, to be honest with you. People flow in, flow out, but they always come back. And no matter how busy we are, we tend to take this time of the year out to spend with one another in order to partake in the festivities and also the fellowship, right? And seriously, like, this is something that we start planning like in January. You know, we discuss it at the end of the festival the year previous, but then we really start to hit it in January. And it's like, okay, who's bringing what? What day, you know, who's going to be able to get there early to get our space in line, so on and so forth. That type stuff. Yeah, it's not a game. It's not a game at all. It's an outdoor concert, so getting prime real estate is imperative. The earlier you get in line, the better chances you have at getting prime real estate. So we try to get in line extremely early so that we can have prime real estate when the gates open and we can fully be in place to sit back, relax, and enjoy the concert all day. You know, you get there 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and then you leave at 11, 12 o'clock at night, depending on the weather, what's going on, so on and so forth. 2 years ago, we had a really bad storm come through, and we were washed out of the venue area for about an hour or so. And then we came back, sat back up, and enjoyed the rest of the night. But you never know the weather. It's Maryland. It's June. You never know if it's going to rain, if it's going to be hot as hell. You just don't know. So you literally come prepared for any and everything. I have rain boots, the mud boot type thingies now. I have a full rain suit now. My first couple of years, I was trying to go hard and, you know, just bring my chair and food. And I'm watching everybody else get those little wagons and stuff. Yeah, I bought my wagon. You gotta have a wagon, dude. Like, because you just don't know. You don't know if you need an umbrella. You don't know if you need sunscreen. Umbrella for rain, umbrella to shield you from the sun, sunscreen, you know, your full wetsuit, your wet boots. You just don't know. And it's better to be safe than sorry. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But anyhow, today we're going to be joined by Lauren Buckner. Of Body by Buckner. Gotta talk to her too. Gotta see if she's from Tennessee. I was stationed with a young lady, last name Buckner from Tennessee. Her first name was Faith. Wanna see if there may be a connection there. I've been looking for her for a number of years. Good. She was really cool. Lost touch with her once I left Alabama. When I was at Maxwell Air Force Base. Speaking of those things and that period in my life. So Memorial Day was Monday, and that's a very special day for me as a veteran. There have only been, to my knowledge, there's only been one person, no, two people, I'm sorry, that I've served with that have passed. Oh God. My bad, bro. Three. Oh shit. Four. Tut. See what happens when you get old, you forget about those whom have left before you. But the one whom has touched me most recently was Kevin. Kevin Mason. Kevin Mason passed 2 years ago, leaving Afghanistan, coming back home. He was on a C-130 that crashed not too long after takeoff. I don't talk about this lightly. I really talk about this with a heavy heart because Kevin and I were around the same age. Kevin was a Virginia boy whom loved his Cavaliers. That's the University of Virginia basketball, and I'm a Dukie through and through, true and true, blue and blue. So Kevin and I had many conversations, and I will call them conversations, about the better team. And he and I would go back and forth every college basketball season, all the time. Even when he was, around the world, he would hit me on Facebook. Yo, we playing you. We playing you, son. We coming for you. So we gonna knock you out. And like, yo, stop that madness. You know who's the best team in the nation. Just let it be. Ah, we got a better team. We got a better record. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I don't care. You still playing Duke, son. It don't work that way. And they've been getting in our ass for the past couple of years. I can't even lie. Virginia's really been giving us a whole lot of problems. And they're looking good, man. They're looking very good. So, he and I spoke this year during the tournament. Even though he has transitioned, I still speak to him. And I was saying to him, it's like, yo, your boys look good, but they always find a way to fuck up. And lo and behold, UMBC beat him. And I was like, dog, I told you. That was a great memory that crossed my mind on Monday. Memorial Day isn't a happy day. It's not supposed to be a happy day. So when you come up to a veteran and say, happy Memorial Day, it's turn off. It shows how much we are disconnected in our society. It's not a happy day. It's a day that you remember those whom have gone before you, those whom paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we enjoy day in and day out. It's a day that you sit back and you tell stories like the one I just shared with you all, so that the memory of those whom passed and are no longer here never dies, because their spirit will never die. Their body just isn't here anymore. And that's okay. Because if you are a believer in God, which I am, I'm not a religious person at all, but I'm a believer in God. I believe that on the other side of this thing that we call life, we will once again meet. And I'm fine with that. It's just not my time yet. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine when it is my time, and I'm fine that it's not my time yet. Yeah, I needed to put that in this week because I was very emotional on Sunday. Sunday, I posted his picture and stuff, and I think I took it down Thursday. I think I took it down, yes. Thursday. Yeah, I took it down Thursday. And it was because that. Let me get myself together because I don't want to get emotional again. It was because of the friendship that we have, without a doubt. And I was talking to a mutual friend of ours that we serve with in the UK, and she and I got into it on Tuesday, and we were just reminiscing about the time that we spent there, and Kevin, and she was like, "Bruh, it's ill that you posted that picture Sunday, because I was just thinking about him literally 5 minutes before you posted that picture." I was like, "For real?" She's like, "Absolutely. Absolutely." I was just sitting back like, damn, Kevin, I used to be with Kevin. I used to be with him. Like, yeah, just cool dude, man. Just cool dude. You never know how long we have to live this life that we have. So you better enjoy it. You better enjoy it. Get your ass up, get your ass out. Do something with it. Don't waste it. Submit or commit to something higher than you, uplift yourself by helping others in the community uplift themselves. And that plays into the focus that we're going to have over the next month. Not only are we talking with the folks that are part of Breaking Bread, which is a restaurant here in Baltimore, we're also talking to the folks who are helping them in their efforts as they move toward a urban farm and bringing that to life and hustling that opportunity to the masses. And hustle is not a negative word. It's not meant to be said with a negative context. It's a very positive thing that they're doing. They're putting this thing together. They're trying to engage. No, they're not trying. They are engaging the community. They are engaging young folks. They have others on the team to help them push it along. And one of those folks, again, is, now I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to be very generic. Ms. Buckner, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Outstanding. Thank you so much. Now, is it Miss or Mrs.? I didn't want to be inappropriate. That's why I just said Miss.
Yeah, that's fine. It's Miss.
Okay. Outstanding. So you are the proprietor of Body by Buckner.
Yes, I am.
Girl, you better say that with some strength this morning. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
There you go. There
yes.
you go. Shut up.
Well, I thought you were going to keep talking. Sound like you were going to say something else. So I was just waiting. Sorry.
Look. I need to teach you how to take my cues now. Come on now. You better promote your business and get that out
well,
here.
Well, of course.
Now, where are you from?
I'm from St. Louis. I am not from Tennessee. I was listening earlier. I don't have any relatives that I know of down there.
Okay, well, you know, we all family in some way or another. I'm talking to my cousin this morning, speaking of that, and he lives in Seattle. And I'm talking to him because I'm trying to connect my family tree. And we don't know how related we are, but obviously we're cousins because we have the same last name. So, you know, that's my cousin right now. So I'm like, cuz, you know, I'm coming out tomorrow. Let's do breakfast so we can sit back, talk, have some face-to-face, and, you know, get to know one another. You know, let's put some of these damn pieces together. He's like, absolutely, come on out, blah, 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 blah. But literally, I was talking to him before I started doing the show. So you know, that's that whole, you don't know if you have people in Tennessee and all. But, you know, we are. We all are.
Right.
It's the human condition. We're all related, no matter what we look like or where we come from. But if your name Buckner, her name Buckner, yeah, somebody's got sold somewhere else, and that's just how that went out. So, where is your studio?
Right, so I am located in Washington, D.C. on Binning Road, right 3 blocks east of the H Street corridor. So I'm in Ward 7. Which is a fabulous ward. It is one of the forgotten wards, right? So in D.C. we have a lot of gentrification going on, and there are some neighborhoods that have not been touched on. And Ward 7 is one of those wards. And I placed the business there intentionally because there is nothing, and especially nothing of color. So I really wanted to be able to open my studio in a place where, A, I thought there was a need, and, B, where people looked like me so that I could really encourage people to get healthy and fit.
Okay. That's what's up. So how did you get mixed in with these folks down there breaking bread? Because there's a little bully over there named Kat. You might know her.
I love Kat.
Yeah, I know. Don't gas her head up. Please don't gas her head up. You know, so Kudo over there talking about, yeah, he was on my side the other day, but then he got on their side. He got on the girl's side because one of them might be cute. And I was like, who are you talking about? Yo, you need to sign. Say, I know. I can't tell if she's cute. I can't do it. Gas her head up. So how did you get involved with the project?
Right, so actually I met Kat, this is a kind of a funny story. I am also an attorney by education. I've been practicing law for 13 years.
But you got to go. Yeah, I can't be talking to lawyers. That's like talking to Kat. Y'all might know me better.
No. Listen. So I'm a business lawyer, right? So I I've been focusing
on
Yeah, so I'm your friend. You want to know
safe.
Me. You want me
you
on
safe.
Your side.
You say
yeah. Right. So I have been practicing real estate development law, focusing in affordable housing and community development for the past 13 years. And I met Kat, I think it's been almost like two and a half, th- maybe 3 years ago. Time has gone so fast.
Okay.
And we met in the area of affordable housing. And when I met her, mm-hmm. you know, she introduced me to Kim, the owner of Breaking Bread, and they mm-hmm. talked about their vision for, you know, creating healthy spaces, creating some affordable housing and community development areas. And we mm-hmm. vowed at that point that we were going to work together in some capacity.
Okay.
I think initially
Charlie
we
Benjamin.
Were really – yeah, you know, we were about to kill it. You know, initially we were really mm-hmm. thinking along the lines of development, which is still in the works. But I had already started my fitness business, and I really wanted to figure out a way to bring fitness, you know, into the city, into the space. And so we maintained the relationships, and over this past year we've had a chance to sit down and really kind of put some things together and really are now working on some awesome partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So your fitness business, okay.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I'm old, so let's be clear about that. I have medical conditions, which include exercise-induced asthma and a bad back. Let's be clear about
okay.
that.
Okay.
So I think about joining a gym, and then I drive right past it and go to McDonald's. But that's a different story. What made
Not
you
McDonald's.
Get into fitness? Just roll with me. Just roll with me. What made you get into fitness? And as a part of a lifestyle change, what are some of the suggestions for fat boys like me who love cake, cookies, and carrot cake? I
okay.
said cake twice. Notice
right.
that.
Carrot cake. All right. So the first part of that, I just want to say before we even get into that, I don't care about the age. The oldest woman who works out with me in my studio is 63 years old. So age is literally
what?
Just a number. Yeah, your body doesn't stop functioning just because you, you know, reach the age of 20 plus or 30 plus. And just because you may be overweight or you may have a fetish for carrot cake and donuts doesn't mean that you can't be healthy. I literally just had chocolate chip cookies last night at midnight. I was craving them, put some in the oven, had them with no guilt. Right, food is here for us to eat and enjoy, so you should never be afraid of eating. It's just all about having a balance, all right? So just, and I'm not sure how old you are, but I'm 41 years old. So maybe I'm old, maybe I'm not old, but I've been moving.
You old.
Okay, I'm old, right. All right, so good. So we're both old, right? I mean, you know, I wasn't sure, you know, what you meant when you said old. So, you know, so we're both old, right? But that doesn't mean that we're like, you know, decrepit and depleted and we're out of, you know, capacity. We can still keep moving and stay fit. I have actually been moving my whole life. I grew up playing sports and dancing. I ran track in college and I danced professionally in college. And so movement has just been a part of my life. I have just really always been into community as well. And I used to do a lot of my workouts outdoors, and I kind of maintained the same training regimen that I had in college as far as track. And I just started to see that people would come up to me all the time and ask me, oh my God, I love your legs. How did you get your legs like that? Or why are you running and jumping through the air? What are you training for? And I would say, I'm
are
training for life.
Flirting?
No,
stay
but
flirting.
They were girls. See, but look, they weren't even men. Look at
you.
You
and DZ.
Right?
You and DC.
I know I am
saying.
DC.
I'm just saying.
I'm
the
just
L
saying.
And me. They was girls.
You, you're not going to give me a. Yeah, you're not giving me a trouble today. Well, listen here. Maybe some of them were flirting, but the majority of them were not. They really just wanted to know, you know, why I was going so hard. And I would just say, I'm training for life. And then they would look at me like I was crazy. And I was like, yeah, seriously, like I'm just training so I can live my best life. And then people start to kind of come and want to work out with me. And they became part of my tribe. And I said, hey, I could really motivate people to get moving and get healthy and fit. And so that's how I started my business. And it started organically in 2015. With just a tribe of women, actually, who just wanted some motivation to get fit. From there, I have just really built up different programming. I'm working with children. I'm working with people of all ages. At our studio, we have classes for everyone. So we have, like, high-intensity circuit training classes. We have a cardio mat fusion class that blends cardio and yoga together on the mat. So it's low impact. It's for the person who doesn't want to jump through the air and be crazy like I am half the time.
Mm-hmm.
We also have yoga. We have meditation, This month we start our children's classes. So it's all about meeting people where they are. And as far as the battle eating, and how do you motivate, you know, a nice plump man who likes to eat carrot cake, you know, I just say, eat your carrot cake, my love, and then let's just go work out. Don't deprive yourself of the thing that you like, because then you'll fall off the wagon, right? When you try to say, I'm just going to eat kale and rice cakes all day and drink water, it only lasts like 2 or 3 days, myself included. And then you binge, and then the next day you're eating all this horrible stuff. You're fat, you're bloated, you don't work out, and then you've just, you know, undone all of the work that you have been putting all the hard work in on the front end. So, all about moderation, my love. You can have your carrot cake. You cannot have that McDonald's anymore, not because it's going to make you fat, but just because it's not real food, all right? Stay out of McDonald's. You have to go there. You can get a salad. Their salads are a lot better than they used to be when we were growing up, right? But stay out of McDonald's. But you can have your carrot cake. Okay. It's okay. It's life.
First off, you said fat and bloated. You is not going to talk about me on my show. You is not going to come on my show and tell people about my personal business. We's not going to go there. Secondly, you are absolutely right. But if I wanted to go to going to McDonald's for a salad is like going to strip club for fashion. Not gonna happen. Anyhow, that's cool. I appreciate you. So, taking it to the mat, I read that in your bio, and I was like, yo, that sounds like hot. Not like that, because I did say strip club before I said take it to the mat, so it's hot. That doesn't connect. Don't get it twisted. It's hot. Like I'm liking the idea. Now, a friend of mine here in Baltimore, he does the yoga and cardio that I read too that you do, and I want to know more about that, to be honest with you, because it seems like a good workout. Now, he got on me a whole lot because I was doing bouncing. He was like, don't do the bouncing. You hurt yourself when you bounce. Don't be bounced. Because I ran track as well. I didn't do it in college because the college I went to, we didn't have stuff like that. I went to an alternative college. Not that we were stupid or nothing like that, but it was geared toward older working adults. Yeah.
Okay.
Not that we were special, you know, no yellow buses. It was geared to older working adults. So we didn't have sports teams and stuff like that. But I ran in high school. And, you know, one of the things you do, the butterfly, you sit there and you would bounce it out, like stretch as far as I was taught it helps you stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch. So that's how you did it. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, don't do that. Stop. I was like, oh, God. Okay. My bad. I'll stop. Right. And then, you know, I did it again. Yo, didn't I just say, okay, I'm sorry. And I felt like a little 10-year-old kid. But why the combination of yoga and cardio? Like, what's the true benefit there? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, so the true benefit, well, for me, the reason that I created my Take It to the Mat program and the Cardio Fusion is because I had a lot of people who wanted to work out who felt like they didn't have a high enough cardio level to work out, right? So you'll hear a lot of people say, I need to get in shape before I come work out with you. To me, that just sounds crazy, right? So
that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It makes no sense. But people are very intimidated. They think that they have to be at a certain level in order to get a good cardio workout. So I wanted to be able to create something that had continuous movement. So when we say cardio, that just really means that you are engaging in movement that keeps your heart rate elevated, right? And then bringing the yoga element in really helps people with their strength and their flexibility. And it also helps you to center yourself. So for me, when I think about blending cardio and yoga, it is literally a total body and mind workout. So we center ourselves at the very beginning. So it's very much like a yoga class at the beginning. And we warm the spine up very slowly, very much like a yoga class. And then we flow through different circuits. And for my class, it is a fusion of yoga movements that we repeat, or we may speed them up. And then we come down and we may hold a yoga movement so that we're really working on some stabilization. And so we're able to really train the body from the inside out. So it's very important that you don't just engage in one regimen of fitness. So some people just lift weights. it's awesome. But then they have no flexibility. They have no type of really strength outside of the muscle endurance. And there's some people who just run all the time, which is phenomenal. But then they don't have any muscle endurance. So there's a happy medium when I think about my cardio mat fusion classes that really is able to strengthen the body. We work on the flexibility, work on your balancing, and again, you really work on your mind because you have to focus in those classes.
So
and it's great for men and women. I actually created it for my male clients. That's how it actually started, to be honest.
You saying we weaker than the women? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying, my love, that men are not as flexible. You guys are not as flexible. You don't have a lot of balance. Right? It's really hard for men to balance. Like, if you have a man close their eyes and sit on one foot, like, they're going to fall, most men, right?
Really?
A lot of men, yeah, seriously, I'm telling you.
I'm
going to
try
it. Try it right now. Try it right now. I probably don't fall over.
Hold on. I'm doing it. Hold on. Give me a second. Shit. Let me get, kick my shoes off. Let me get all balanced up. Hold on. I'm shifting like I'm shimmying. Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because,
I was shifting like I was shimmying. I ain't even gonna lie. I held it for a good three. Okay, I got it again.
Hold it. Engage your core. Belly button.
I lost it all. I had it for a good 5 seconds and I was done. I was falling to the right.
Man down. Oh God! Somebody help him.
Okay, so, but this activity of
take it
to the mat, is also geared toward young folks, specifically young women.
Definitely,
what made
yes,
you engage
right.
in that portion? See,
okay.
You thought I didn't read up on what you did. No, I did because the little one would have been like, and you didn't ask her anything that I told you. I got it. She would have got me later. You know she would have got me. She would have cut
know.
Me to pieces.
She would have.
So, the young women, what made you engage in that part? I'm sorry.
Please enter your passcode, then press pound.
What just happened? Hello? Hello? What just happened? Hello? Hello? Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Are you still there? I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I truly apologize to that family. I am so sorry. Don't know what just happened. Everything just wiped out on me. I'm like, okay, what happened? We were mid-conversation. Okay, I'm sorry. So we're back. I was saying, no, it's not. That's not good. That's not good with live radio. That's never good. But, you know, things like that happen every now and again. All right, so we were talking. We were saying, I was asking you to speak on what made you want to reach out and engage the young women. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. All right. So I used to be a young girl, and I remember there
Were
never
you?
Being in. Yeah, at some point, you know.
You remember
like
back
40
that far?
Years ago. I remember, listen here, I remember like first grade like it was yesterday. You know, I might be old, but my mind is sharp.
Right.
Yes. And I just remember, like I said, I've always been into fitness.
You
right?
are so foolish.
All right. Just a homegirl from around the way. So like I said, you know, I've always been into fitness. And I just remember whenever I was involved in things, there was, never anyone who looked like me. So everyone who was involved in, they were men. And then most of them were the white men, right? And so... And if there were some women, they were white women. And so when I started to take it to the mat program, initially, I really wanted to be able to show little girls, that there were other women out here who were involved in fitness and that there were black women involved in fitness. And I wanted to be able to give girls and healthy view on their bodies. We live in a world right now where women are, you know, we're objects, right? I mean, we've always been objectified, but right now it's really horrible. The girls, they want to have big butts, small waists, big breasts. I have girls who come
What's wrong with the booty?
I mean,
There's nothing. If that's how you were born. So some of us were born with big booties. Some of us were not, right? But now in these times, that's all that you see out here. You have grown women wearing waist trainers. You have grown women getting their butts done, their breasts done. I have women who come to me all the time for training, and they won't say, I just want to get a bigger butt. And I'm like, well, if God didn't already give you that butt, if that's not in your genes, you're not getting it. That trickles down.
Okay, but what if you had it? But what if you had it and you lost it? Because I'm trying to get my ooty booty back. So I'm trying to train myself to put some of this lovely lusciousness around the front and just slide it on back to where it used to be in my booty. Because I had a big old booty back in the day. My pants fit me so nice. And I'd walk around and the women used to be like, oh, you got a good old, ooh, luscious old booty.
Nice booty.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah, that's cute. That's cute. That's cute, baby. Yeah, come here, girl. What's your name?
What's your name?
That was my hook. Look, when you're a man, you got to use whatever hook available to your ass. That was my hook, girl. It's rough out here on the single man.
Oh my God. Well, if it was natural, then it'll come back, right? If that's the way your body is.
How can I work it back though?
So we're going to start training together. How about that? That's what we're going to do. And we're going to check in with your listeners in 30 days, and we're going to show them this huge transformation.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes.
I got to put in work.
Yeah, you're going to have to put in some work. It's not going to be hard. I'm
going
to tell you what
to
eat.
But I can't eat.
I'm going to tell you what to do. I'll come up there to work out with you. Yes, we can do this.
I might like that. I like when the family to do nice things. That's not a problem for me. Is that a fetish?
Okay,
maybe. I gotta write that down. Let me see. Maybe it's a BDS and just don't know it. Let me see. Write that down right now. Let me see. Okay, keep it going.
All right. So when I started working with the young girls, I really wanted to be able to show them a positive body image. And I wanted to talk to them about healthy eating and not just talk to them about it, but show them what that looks like. So the Take It to the Mat program with my young girls, we do the cardio fusion class. So we do about 30 minutes. So that's the cardio and yoga blended together. And then we sit down on the mat and we have a healthy snack. So it's one thing to tell kids, when you come home, you should have a healthy snack. And they're like, well, what does a healthy snack mean? So I bring in food for them to eat. Right. I mean, exactly. Some of them will say, well, I had a potato chip. I'm like, well, that's not healthy. So I actually bring in treats for them. Well, I know. I mean, common sense, you'd be like, well, I thought it was good, but it's not. So I bring in food for them to eat on the mat, and it's good food. And they're like,
what's
oh, my God,
food?
This is healthy. I mean, when I say it's good, I mean, it's delicious. It tastes good, because that's the other, you know, rumor out there is that healthy food is nasty. It has no taste. So, you know, we bring in fresh juice, literally juice that we have made through our juicer. Maybe we have like a chicken sandwich, which is just not fried, it's grilled, so that's healthy. And then they have like a side of fruit, or maybe a side of vegetables like carrot sticks or celery or apples and peanut butter, things like that, so that they can see that you can still eat food and enjoy food and it still be good for your body. The third part of the Take of the Mat is the most important for me, and that's our open forum. So we have a chance to sit down and talk about whatever it is that's on their mind or their heart. We always start each session off with how old we are and our names. And I always go last, and I'm very intentional on that, and I tell them my age. You know, a lot of adults don't like to tell kids their age, but I like to tell them how old I am, because the first thing they always say is, oh, my God, Miss Lauren, you're not 41. You don't look 41. And I'm like, well, what is 41 supposed to look like? So that's the first thing I wanted to know, is just because you get older doesn't mean that you need to look like, you know, Miss Gladys down the street. You can still look just as fine as you looked when you were 16 years old, and I pride myself on that. You know, I talk to them about my habits. I have children. They're like, oh, my God, really? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm a mother. I'm a professional. But I still take care of myself. And then we start to talk
about
why I do. I have two sons.
What? How old are they?
13 and 16.
Wow. That's,
I know.
That's,
get your life.
You got the double whammy. 13 and 16. That's a double whammy right there.
Yeah.
Because when that 13-year-old was
it.
10. Yeah, when that 13-year-old was 10, supposed to be a baby, but he was trying to run behind that 13-year-old at the time, the 16-year-old now. Mm-hmm. So you just looked at both of your babies one day and was like, both of y'all asses is great. What happened to my babies? What happened?
I know. But they're still my babies. My 13-year-old, he was cuddling with me this morning. They still my babies. They come back. They come back.
Yeah, they ain't going to last long.
They're boys. They always going to come back. Men always come back home.
But why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Because of the crazy-ass women out there we got to deal with. Thank you very much. Because of the crazy-ass women out there we got to deal with. Thank you very much. Okay.
That's right.
So
well,
you have a 13-year-old, a 16-year-old, 41.
Yeah. Yep. 41.
So what is the most, and it doesn't have to be a specific, I'm not asking for a name or anything like that. But, and maybe that's not even the question. Maybe the better question is, have you had that moment yet when someone shared something and you were like, yeah, no, this ain't good at all?
With one of the girls have shared something?
One of the ladies, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, no, I haven't, because everything they share is real life, right? So sometimes we have to take a pause. So, for example, our last session we had a few weeks ago, you know, we talked, the question always is, why does it rock to be a girl, right? And then they go around and say why it rocks, you know. And then I always say, is there anything that you don't like about being a girl? And I had some preteens, and they're going through preteen things. And so one of the girls was saying, you know, I really hate the fact that I have a period, and I really try to figure out a way to stop it. So, you know, I took a deep breath, and I said, you know, why do you hate it? And so, you know, she told me all the issues, you know, that we have as women, you know, with our cycle. And then I talked to her and I said, do you understand what that signifies? You know, you having a cycle means that you are transitioning now from a young girl to a young woman, and that you one day will be a creator of life. And then she got really quiet. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, really? Yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, do you all understand that we are the creators of life, that without us, this world would not function, there would be no life? And then they were like, really? I was like, yeah. I was like, you all, we are the most important species on this earth. And then they're like, oh, my God.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Absolutely.
You're right. You know, so you have to just, like, take a deep breath and listen to them. And then at the very end, you just have to empower them, because men are important as well. But, you know, we are the foundation of this society. And if our little girls don't feel empowered, if they don't feel like they can love themselves, if they don't feel like muscles are sexy, if they don't feel like having a fit body is okay instead of having, like, the big, you know, stripper booty and the big breasts, then we have a problem. So that is how Take It to the Mat really started with my girls, is because I need to be able to figure out a way to put my arms around them and let them know that they're special, and that without them, we would have nothing. And I need them to be healthy from the inside out. So we need to nourish their minds, their bodies, their souls. And then we always then have some fun afterwards. We have like a little jam session with music, and we just dance, because I want them to also stay little girls.
Mm-hmm. Can you still dance?
You know? Boy, yes.
Oh, okay.
Shoot.
Did you just look at me and be like, boy? Did you just look at me?
Yes. With my neck rolling and everything. Yes, I could still dance. Okay.
So, you're, what are you bringing directly and specifically to the project with Breaking Bread?
So
what are you hoping to add into the mix?
Yeah, so I hope to be able to empower our youth in that area and their families, right? And I want to do that through movement. So we know that family time is very, very important. A lot of people, a lot of families are non-traditional. They have single mothers. Some are being raised by grandmothers, aunts, uncles, and people are super busy. And they think that they don't have time to do family activities. But everybody actually needs to have a healthy life. So my goal is to be able to bring families together, children together in one place, and have some fun fitness. So A, now you're getting your family time, and B, you're getting that health and wellness time. And then we're going to eat together, right? We're going to cook together. We're going to show you how to make healthy meals. So again, you have your family time. You're touching your food. We know that the food that we touch is better for our bodies than the food that someone else is touching. When you can put your own energy and nourishment through the food, it means so much more. And now you've had a chance to sit down with grandma. You've had a chance to sit down with your cousin, your aunt, to make a meal together. And then it means so much more. So I really want to change the perception of family time, change the perception of health and wellness, and show them that it's accessible to them and that it is part of our community. A lot of our people think that working out and eating right, yoga is for white people, eating healthy is for white people, eating kale is white food, drinking green juice, that's what white people do, smoothies, that's what white people do. No, my love, that's what everybody should do, and that's what you all are about to do right now.
Now I know why you and Kat get along so well. Okay, cool. bully. Just bully.
That's right. If that's what you want to call him, I'll bully you into being healthy, I'll bully you into being centered. I'm about to come up there and bully you into putting the McDonald's down.
So, shoot. Seriously, what is the vision with Body by Buckner for you? What do you want to do with that? How do you want to grow it?
So Body by Buckner ultimately will be a health and wellness center and a health and wellness movement. So right now we're just the studio offering classes. Ultimately, I plan to build out
how much of the class
a center. The classes are walk-in classes are $25. However, we have packages depending on kind of what organization you may be coming from. So I'm partnered up with the National Coalition of 100 Black Women and 100 Black Men to work with their organization. So I'm able to offer some, you know, reduced prices for some participants. I partnered with some schools here in D.C. so that students and children can come in for reduced prices. I also honor my seniors. So, you know, my seniors are, you know, reduced income, so they're able to come in at discounted prices. I have some pay what you can classes, so, you know, one class a month, you know, if you can only pay $4, just come on in and work out, because, again, I really want it to be for everybody.
Go ahead and finish, and I'll ask about We Disabled Veterans, because I told you I got a bad back and asthma, and I got other related conditions. I got a letter that says I'm a disabled veteran, so I'm trying to understand how much I would have to pay.
Well, so right, I don't have a veteran's discount, but we could definitely work on it. I mean, I guess it's just because I haven't really had that demographic, you know, try to patronize the studio, so it hasn't been something that has been on my forefront. But I'm definitely open to offering a discount to my veterans, obviously. So if you and your brethren want to come in and work out, we definitely can give you a discount.
Call it the Levon discount. It's like this.
The Levon discount. That sounds kind of good. The Levon discount.
Put my name. See, now you get into where I need you to be. You need to understand where the good stuff is. It's right here, baby. It's right here. That's what's up. Well. I really want to thank you so much for giving us your time. I know you are a busy lady. We don't want to keep you forever. But before you leave, please, let's be forthcoming with the information as to how to reach you so that the folks whom are listening now or later can have an opportunity to reach out to you and get into your studio, pack it up, pack it out. Get themselves together and help you out in your mission and your goal, please.
Yes. All right, perfect. So, again, I am Lauren Buckner with Body by Buckner. We are located at 2001 Benning Road Northeast in the heart of D.C., Ward 7. You can follow me on Instagram at Body by Buckner. I'm also on Facebook at Body by Buckner. You can check out our website at what? bodybybuckner.com. All super, super simple. I would love to have you all into the studio. I also do retreats, so I've been doing a lot of work with different organizations coming out to do retreats, and that can be any type of program, circuit training, cardio, yoga. Would love to come out to any schools, any family reunions, any type of festivals that you're having. We're very much a community-based fitness center, so you don't just have to come into the studio. If you have something going on in your neighborhood, in your community, your organization, in your workplace, we would love to come in and do some programming with you. And most importantly, we would just love your support. So if you're ever in the D.C. area, please just stop by the studio, follow us on Instagram, engage with us on Instagram. I will be doing a lot of work coming up in the Baltimore, Maryland area. So would love to be able to build a base up there with you and your followers or your listeners. And you all watch out for Lee Vaughn, because he's going to make a big transformation, and Body Bob Buckner is going to help him with that.
Yes, absolutely. Not going to happen. But I don't have followers because that's very stalkerish. I don't believe in that. Like, you know, people are like, follow me on Facebook. Nah, I ain't into that because that's like stalkerish. So I ain't doing that. But that's okay.
Not stalkerish. It's
so
your tribe.
It's my tribe. Like, yeah, we gonna put your ass on Survivor. That's what we gonna do. When that little one gets about 17, 18, we gonna put you on Survivor and see how you do with that tribe out there. How about that? And
how
you know,
about it?
We're checking you out on Facebook right now. You got this little lotus pose or something like that going on, just showing off, smiling, cheesing and whatnot. Like, I can't get down that far to save my life. And if I did get down that far, I damn sure ain't getting up by myself. But that's what's up. Thank you so much, Lauren, for coming on with us this morning and sharing what you do and your vision. I appreciate you being so open to us and my shenanigans. And we look forward to seeing you at the end of the month, because that's when the actual event is going to happen. So
correct.
If I don't see you before then, I will without a doubt see you at the end of the month. Appreciate you, sis.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you, too. Have a wonderful day.
I appreciate you so much. Drink some of that smoothie juice, green grass stuff from me. I don't know what the hell you call it. All right, now, be good. Peace.
And love.
All right. Oh, man. What a way to kick it off, to be honest with you. Now, if you're saying to yourself, why does things sound so different today? And I was playing around with this thought. I'll let it go and I'll let it out. Tomorrow will actually be Saturday. Today is Friday. Had to pre-record the show today because I will be on a plane going to Tacoma, Washington tomorrow. Going to Tacoma, Washington to celebrate a milestone in one of my, I consider to be great friends. I've known him since I was 17. He was 17. He has had a major influence in my life and how I view friendship. And tomorrow he will transition from a worker bee to a commander. And I couldn't miss that. I just couldn't miss it. I couldn't pass up the opportunity. We were talking trash to one another, and I told him clearly, I said, yo, if I find a plane ticket for about $200, I'll do it. I found a damn plane ticket for $200, so I'm going to take my ass to Washington State for 12 whole hours. I'm flying 10 hours to spend 12 hours in Washington State. Yeah, you know, if that ain't brotherly love, I don't know what the hell is, but it is what this level of life has left me with, and I'm very happy to be in position to do stuff like that. And it's definitely a blessing versus, well, let me look at it, let me think about it, I'll try. I'm very happy that I'm able to be able to say yes, and I'll be there. So tomorrow I'll be on a plane to Tacoma to get it in and make it happen, to see my man Bird put on dictate that. You know, that's interesting. I never even thought about that. So Bird will be – Bird was my guide-on in basic training. So the guide-ons will actually be changing for Bird tomorrow. Now, that's hot. I never even thought about that angle and twist until right now. That's hot. That is hot. And I'm very proud of the young man. I'm very, very proud of the young man. And it gives me an opportunity, like I said, to spend some time with the family tomorrow as well. So it'll be an extended family day all the way around. Then I come back and spend Sunday at the Capitol Jazz Fest. So I leave 10 o'clock their time, which is 1 o'clock, almost 2 o'clock my time, get here at 6 o'clock in the morning, go straight from the airport back to the Capitol Jazz Fest, get in line and do that for the rest of Sunday. So it's not supposed to rain in Seattle tomorrow, which is a fucking miracle. If you've ever been to Seattle, dog, trust me when I tell you, that's a fucking miracle. It's not supposed to rain over there at all tomorrow. I think we're supposed to get all the rain here on the East Coast, so I'll actually be leaving the rain for the comfort of the clear skies of Seattle and then returning to the rain back here in Maryland. But, you know, it is what it is. It be what it be. You all please have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Again, for those of you all whom we didn't acknowledge last week because Memorial Day was actually this week, if you have someone whom has paid the ultimate price and sacrifice of giving their life in defense of this country, thank you very much. We appreciate you for what you did to support them, and we appreciate them for doing what they had to do in order to support us. It is not possible for us to be where we are, who we are, or what we are without them and that sacrifice. No matter the degree of the foolishness that's going on in Washington, D.C., where the rubber hits the road is where soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines put their life on the line every day in defense of our freedoms. So we salute them. We salute you. Please, again, be good, be safe, and until next week, we love you, family, and ain't a damn thing you can do about it.